Welcome back, guys. Going into the second hour here. We're on our way to say hi to Rajani.
That's right. Yeah. So we can just cut right to you at, I guess, one of Rajani's, like, places of business. So we saw her like, big kind of club before, the, like, multi-level sort of neon strobe lights kind of a club. This place is a, I guess it'd be, like, a lounge. It's a little, like, quieter, a little more VIP, a little higher, like, up, more upscale. So you're in another part of town, quite far from the port. You have to take a hover cab out there, and so you get to this place. The bouncer checks that you're on the list. Rajani's put you both on, and are you with them, Eric, or is it just?
Well, I'm going with them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Okay, so it's the three of you. Okay, all right. So yeah, the bouncer confirms you're on the list and lets you in. And inside, everything is. Sort of like brushed steel and like dark wood. There's a bar with a bunch of like backlit bottles of liquor and a couple of bartenders. It's quiet. There's maybe like 20, 30 people in here. There's no like big games going on. There's no kind of like sports. There's no loud music. In fact, there's probably like a band playing.
Say it. Say
something
it.
Quiet? No, it's not. It's no.
Is it?
It's like soft rock.
No. Oh.
So there's like a band playing, I guess when you get there, a hostess, someone who's or somebody comes up and says, "Mr. Higgins," and like in question, like to the group of you.
Okay. I feel like Higgins sometimes slips into a little bit of George W. Bush, where he kind of like looks around. And, yeah.
Fool me once.
Yeah, the fool me once type. That type of look. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. She says, "Miss Van Dorn is waiting for you. This way, please." And she walks with you through there. The people that you walk by, there are a couple of people at the bar, some folks at tables, like, smoking cigars. They make a point of not looking at you as a matter of being, like, polite. There's no, like, even when you come in, nobody kind of, like, turns their head, and they keep having their, like, quiet conversations. You pass through you walk through the bar, past the stage to a door that just has, you know, VIP on it. And she opens the door and, gestures for you to go inside.
What's different in the VIP area compared to where we just walked through?
It's similar, I think. It's got a kind of it's quite dark. There's like actual like non-artificial light in here. So there's a fireplace and maybe like a oil lamp on the table lighting the area. It looks like the room is used as a sort of multi-purpose like meeting room. There's a big, like oiled like, wood table, and on the wall there are a couple of paintings and the stuffed head of some strange, you know, space beast. You know, maybe like a, it's got like a, it's a kind of like a head that looks a bit like a boar, but it's got like tentacles on its head and then like crystalline tusks. But it's stuffed over the mantle. And there's a couple of the pictures appear to be of like hunters. So there's like a guy in a kind of like safari outfit standing on the body of maybe this animal. You don't see anybody you recognize in any of the paintings though.
Okay.
Rajani is in the room. There's she's sitting at the table. She's got a mostly empty like a tumbler of something sitting in front of her. There's a cigar in an ashtray, like blue smoke drifting from it into the air. She's wearing a kind of an evening gown, but not a like really like fancy looking one, like kind of a conservative looking evening gown. And she's sitting next to a woman who is probably about her age, so like, you know, mid-30s. She's blonde. She has her hair up in a like really like fancy looking kind of beehive with a mesh of little like droplet crystals in it. She's also wearing a dress. And the two of them are talking, and Rajani has apparently just said something really funny because the woman is like giggling into her hand when you come in. And Rajani looks over and she grins and she says, "Nice to see you, Higgs." Eric Alfarious.
What's so funny?
she just shakes her head. She's like, oh, nothing. I was just telling Serena. It's a long story. Don't worry about it. Have a seat. You gentlemen want something to drink?
I kind of look back to Eric and Alfarious.
Yeah, Eric smiles, nods.
Eric, you order a drink. What do you want? They can't just read your mind. What do you want to drink?
I'll take a cosmopolitan.
Nice, a spacemopolitan.
Yeah, Alfarious, you want a drink?
No thanks.
All right, one Cosmo, please. Whoever, are you the waitress? I look towards the other girl.
Rishani laughs. She's like, no, Higgs. That's Serena is not the waitress. And she says to Serena, she's like, excuse me, sweetheart. And Serena like nods like, yeah, okay, of course. And she gets up and she kind of like curtsies a little bit to the three of you. She's like, nice to meet you, gentlemen. And she walks out. Rajani says, so is this a meeting for business or pleasure? Please have a seat. You're making me nervous.
Oh, well, why do I make you nervous? I sit down.
She laughs. She's like, Higgs, every time you're around, something goes haywire. I have plenty of reason to be nervous, I think.
I mean, it goes according to plan. It might just not be your plan.
She nods. It's true. You have a proven record of results. Do you want to talk about what happened in the spaceport? I understand the Swan Song suffered some damage.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bowman wasn't too much trouble for you, I hope?
Don't know what you're talking about.
She looks at Eric. Really? What about you, Eric? Do you know
anything about this? Eric has actually no idea what you're talking about. It's quite...
And I just Eric just drinks his drink, like, slowly. Like, he's not actually drinking it. He's just, like, holding it against his mouth to make it look like he's drinking for a really long time.
You know, some people are looking for someone to blame, Rajani, and we would like to not give them someone, perhaps.
to blame for what, exactly?
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you understand. But anywho, we're here for some work. We're kind of stuck on planet, as I'm sure you're aware, and wondering if you have any jobs.
Well, I might. Have you made arrangements for the ship yet?
We're working on it. You know, we got some offers. We're working on it.
I know some good mechanics if you need help. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the offer. Do you got any jobs, though? What's cooking on the planet?
Basically, we need a lot of money.
Eric, there's something. You know, this is a... There's a rhythm to the conversation, and that is out of key. That is not...
Rajani's laughing, and while the two of you are talking, she picks up her cigar and takes a drag on it and puts it back. And she looks at you, Eric, and she's like, I like you. You're strange, but I like you.
Well, drinks his drink.
Awkwardly.
Yep. I'm glad you two are having a nice conversation. What do I do?
She says, well, Higgins, as a matter of fact, I might. Now, if you're grounded, I suppose I could arrange a drop-off, but are you familiar with Kirin Gazai? Is that name familiar to you at all?
Is it?
Make a culture Asa roll.
Is that... Okay, I think that's a culture world roll.
Yeah, it'd be the only world that you have unless you've bought any other.
Is that based off of charisma or no?
This would be a sun intelligence.
Okay, it's just a 2d6. Six, the number of the day, apparently.
Well, remember the next time you level up to consider buying other planets.
So the name sounds like vaguely familiar. Alfarious, her last name is Andonian. But I mean, that doesn't mean anything. She could be from anywhere. You've definitely heard her name before, but you don't place it. But do you let Rajani know that, or are you like, no, yeah, I know her.
Alfarious, what do you do?
You said
Well, oh no, Higgs. I wanted to know if you don't know the name. Like she asked you, she's like, "Does you recognize the name Kira Ngaze?"
It's Andonian, but I don't really. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Gotcha. Yeah. I've never heard the name, but I would like to meet her.
She laughs. She's like, "You and about half the sector. Ngaze is a up and coming hyperboat racer. They have hyperboat racing on ASA, don't they?" And she says that knowing full well that hyperboat racing is like ASA's NASCAR. Like, it's fucking huge. It's like the biggest deal. Like, that's what people on ASA get all worked up about besides barbecuing and shooting at people.
Okay.
So, yeah, she says Kira Ngaze. She's a hyperboat racer. Big up-and-comer. I'm a friend with her former manager, and he's recently been... let's say, deposed. There was an incident. He's looking to make good on some debts that Miss Ngaze owed him. And she like looks around. How do you feel about stealing a ship? No, not a spaceship. A hyperboat. A very expensive hyperboat. Jones can get you access, and I have a buyer, but we need someone of your particular charms. Captain.
Is it specialty made? Who's the manufacturer?
No one knows. That's why my buyer is so curious to get their hands on it.
Well, do you have means of transporting a hyperboat?
Oh, yes. yes, of course. Of course. If you can steal the ship, we can get it off planet. We just need someone to be able to handle the transfer.
Well, where is it at?
It's on ASA. She's preparing for the North Sector qualifiers next month, doing secret practices. I don't follow hyperboat racing myself, but it's there.
Well, hold on. We don't have a ship, Rajani. How are we supposed to get to ASA?
She laughs. She's like, I have several, Higgs. It's fine. Transportation should not be an issue.
Well, we got, Piani's not going to want to leave the ship behind for reasons I'm sure you're well aware of.
I was wondering why Miss Pick was not here in person. She's protecting the ship?
I mean, that's, yes. It's not really protection, though. I mean, anyone could really just go in the ship and do whatever they wanted.
Yes, that's how things go on this planet. It's why you're not all under arrest right now.
It's true.
How much does the job pay?
Well, that depends on the split. Some for Jones, her former manager, some for me, and the rest for you. Now, you'll be doing the lion's share of the work, but the job wouldn't exist without my connections. The buyer has offered a base of 1,000,000 credits. I think I can talk them up to 1.5 million. As for the split, well, I'm sure that Mr. Jones would prefer to be here himself to debate that with you.
And he's not, so what's split?
She looks at you. So you'd like me just to take a number to him and tell him that's how things are going to go?
Well, yeah. I mean, how much clout do you have with this guy?
She grins. He's a friend, but he's not that close a friend. Let's talk about this. How much money do you need for your repairs?
About 1,000,000.
She laughs. Not a chance. The Swansong brand new isn't worth that.
Not so subtly, Alpharius slowly, thinking he's being very subtle, turns his head to Higgins and winks, like one eye turns on and off.
And it like clicks like a camera shutter. Like.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I say, well, I mean, I don't know, Rajani. The normal routine here is that I woo you into giving me more than I'm worth, but... We're friends. What seems reasonable here?
Well, I say we give Jones 10% as a finder's fee. He's really in it for the vengeance anyway, which, in my opinion, is bad business. So let's take advantage of that. Okay. I'll give him 10%. Maybe I can talk him down to 5%, but I think 10 is a solid offer.
Okay, 100K. That works great.
I'll take 50, and you can take the other 40.
Well, hold on now. Why do you get 50? I thought that we were friends. Rajani, now you're breaking that friendship.
You take things far too personally, Higgins. You came here looking for work. You're in fairly drastic debt, as far as I can tell, and you need this job.
I do, but my predicament doesn't value into this. It doesn't affect this this deal at all.
Circumstances always affect the deal, Higgs.
That's not true at all. Circumstances maybe for you, but not for me. We'd do the job the same way, regardless of if we didn't have these circumstances.
I wonder about that. You seem to be a man driven by desperation. I like to see you with a fire under you. I think you work harder that way. But I'm not unreasonable. What do you think is more fair?
We get 60, you get 30 or 40. I'm never good at math. You get 40 and we give 10 to the gentleman.
All right, make a persuade roll.
It would be 30.
Would it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be 60,
30. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. 2d6 plus 2. Damn.
10. Damn. Nice.
Okay. All right. So she says, all right, well, you are risking your neck for it, and I have other business to attend to in the meantime anyway. I'll talk to Jones, see if I can work things out, and we'll talk to our buyer. The real pressure will come when we have the boat. Go back to your ship or wherever you're staying, and I'll have someone contact you with the details tomorrow.
Okay. We're going to need, specifics about this ship, its location.
Of course.
All that stuff. Okay. All right, well, it's been a pleasure. Eric, you want to wait for your Cosmo, or can we just get out of here?
Oh, no, I've drunk it.
Oh, okay. Sure. I look over as you're finishing, and I'm like, okay, yep. Well, that answers that. Let's go back to the ship. Rajani, it's been a pleasure. Sorry to run your guest off.
She shakes her head. She's like, it's fine. Thanks for coming, Higgs. I think this should be an interesting one. Oh, before you go, you don't have any reason not to go back to Asa, do you? No outstanding warrants? Nothing like that?
Not off the top of my head, but I lose track of those, so who knows?
Consider it your homework. Until tomorrow, then.
Okay. I don't know why you're giving me homework, Rajani, but okay.
Okay.
As we're like about to leave out the door, I like turn around and run back to the table, and I just say, if could you send me the specs for the hyperboat that we're going to be stealing?
Of course. I'll have my courier bring you all the information that you need. I don't trust the communication systems on this planet for information like that. Oh. Rival clans and all that.
I understand.
Eric, may I speak with you a moment?
Yes, of course.
Eric, you watch yourself with this one. By the way, Rajani, try to go for that 1.5. I mean, more money's more money.
Of course.
If you need some help, I'll happy to step in and, do what I do.
Okay.
Eric will be back at the ship. Or actually, we'll just wait outside for you. I'm sure this won't take long. Afarius, let's go. I don't know what do you want to do at a bar? And we just kind of like walk off and start talking about that.
Okay, so the two of you wander out into the bar. You see Rajani's friend Serena sitting at the bar. She's drinking like a Long Island iced tea, but with like some kind of like dry ice going on out of the top of it, and talking to the bartender. Eric, Rajani, Rajani like gestures to the chair that you just got out of, and she's like, "Please sit down."
Yeah, I sit back down.
So I know that Higgs is not interested in discussing what happened in the spaceport, but I wanted to talk to you about it. It's not over yet. I know that because you haven't been arrested or questioned about it, that perhaps it would be easiest to put it in the back of your mind and think that this is done, but I assure you that it is not.
Well, from what I know of working for the Hovedan University, what happened is something that will be of great interest to a number of academics and non-academics in the psychic community.
Yes, it's the non-academics you need to be worried about. There are clans among the Medari who are interested in harnessing a very specific piece of cargo. I think you know what I'm referring to, for weapon purposes. I personally try to stay away from these things. I prefer doing things the old-fashioned way, but you have attracted a lot of attention. But it's not the clans that I'm worried about. I want to show you something. And she waves her hand over part of the wood surface of the table, and a little like keyboard, a holographic keyboard appears. She types in a couple of things, and then in the middle of the screen, a little holo display pops up, and it's two people. They're both dressed. You recognize their uniforms immediately. They're wearing uniforms of the Mabarizun, the like secret police of Hoveta. They're not really secret police, but they're like the Schutzstaffel essentially. Mm-hmm. And they appear to be like going through customs. One of them, it's a freeze frame from a video. One of them is handing like a passport stick to a customs officer. And she says, these two arrived on planet this morning. We mm-hmm. looked into their background. I had someone check in. The Mubarizun are dangerous, and I like to know what they're doing on my planet. Your name came up.
Eric's face is already just a little bit white. You know, he looks a little bit grim and a little bit focused, but he's definitely paler than usual.
They've been tipped off to you particularly. I didn't see anything about the rest of the crew or the swan song, but they are looking for you. I can give you their names, some basic information. I don't know where they're staying, but they're on planet. Which is why I think it's good for you to get to Asa as soon as possible.
Do you know if they're psychic?
She shrugs. Customs on this planet doesn't have that kind of equipment, but I would suggest that it is possible.
It's probably easier if they are, actually. But, no, that's good to know. We'll try to get off-world as quickly as possible. And Rajani, you were talking about non-academic psychic circles.
I wouldn't call them psychics exactly. More men of questionable morals looking for any advantage that they can get. I don't know if you know what's going on in the rest of the sector, Eric, but these are dangerous times. There are several wars going on, and if a particular clan were to be able to manufacture a weapon they could sell to the New Prophet, to the Purity Initiative, it would turn the tide of those conflicts. The Syndicate, all we want is to make money. Some of us do it by giving the people things to make their lives better. She gives you a grin. Others want to exert power in less kind ways. And she like puts her hand on your arm and I don't know if Eric can detect this, but it's maybe hard to tell whether she's being patronizing or like trying to look out for you.
Yeah.
She's using a tone of voice and body language that Eric I think gets a lot, but it's for various reasons.
Yeah. She's just acting like any other person.
Yeah.
Eric sort of, you know, contemplates quietly for a second, and then he looks back at Rajani. And I say, Rajani, if I had interesting research on the phenomenon that occurred, or on any kind of weaponization of psychic powers, is that something you'd be interested in selling?
You tempt me, Eric. I know how valuable these things could be, but for your sake and, God's help me, for the sake of Higgins and the rest of your crew, I would delete that information as soon as you can, especially if the Mubarizun are looking for you. And to that end, I need to ask you something, Eric, and I need you to be honest with me. Do you have any more of those crystals on board the ship?
I think this is probably a situation where Higgins would tell me to drink a drink.
Yes, I'm certain that he would. They're very valuable. They're also very dangerous, in more ways than just you know.
His eyebrows just raise. Is the conversation feeling over?
No, she's asking you if you have more. She wants to know, because this is a lead into something else. If you want to try to like read her at all, you can make a perception check with wisdom, but
well, with wisdom is much better. Perception minus one, boop. Boop with wisdom. Submit. Boop.
How'd you do?
Seven.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you can ask me like a thing. We can just do it Apocalypse World style. If you have a question about her or ask if she's lying or whatever, just you can hang on to that during the talk. Yeah, so she asks you, like, do you have any more of these crystals? They're very dangerous in more ways than you know.
Does she want to know in order to have leverage over Higgs?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not about leverage over Higgs. She probably thinks she already has as much of that as she needs.
Yeah, like, Eric sort of contemplates for a second, and then he nods.
I don't think that it's safe to keep them on board the ship. Certainly not if the Mubarizun are on their way.
Well, if now, the ship's being repaired, then I'm certain we would have to move cargo like that off.
Now, if there's anything at all on the Swan Song that is dangerous to the crew, such as those crystals or anything else that you can think of, I have facilities that I can hide them for you. We can protect them. Whatever it is that you think needs protecting, I can take care of it for you until you come back from Asa.
That's an interesting offer, Rajani. Thank you very much.
She nods. Of course. Yeah. Thank you for talking with me, Eric.
Certainly. And he stands up and he sort of awkwardly stands sort of hovering over the table for a second. And then he says, Rajani, I left academia for a reason. And then he just turns around and walks out the bar.
Okay, so even before you reach the door, you can hear her talking into her phone. Like, she's already, like, carried on to the, whatever the next piece of business is. So while that conversation is happening, Eric and or Alpharius and Higgs, what are you doing?
I think there's just, like, a not a slow pan, but we're just basically at the bar, just kind of like nodding our heads, kind of like Night at the Roxbury style, because it's too loud to talk. And I don't really have anything to say to Alpharius, and I don't know if he has anything to say himself.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, after not too long, after a few minutes, Eric comes out, and then the three of you want to head back to the Swan Song?
Yeah, I guess as once we get outside, I'm just like, what was that about?
We're going to have some problems. There's a group of not-so-secret police called the Mubarizun. They work for the Caliphate on Hoveda. I think they might be looking for me.
Okay. Did you give them a reason to look for you?
Well, nothing recent.
Okay. I told you not to bring your past onto the ship, did I not?
Well, it's not on the ship. It's on this planet.
Okay.
And the ship is, well, it's really pretty broken, so I don't think we're going to be on the ship for quite some time, so obviously my past isn't a problem for the ship.
What I'm asking, Eric, is are we going to have to deal with this as a group, or you got this on your own?
I need more information on the agents they sent.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, well.
Also, what That's happened at never the good. Shipyard?
Go on.
What happened at the shipyard was extremely unusual. I'm certain that news of it has begun reaching interested parties. Rajani, she confirmed that with me. There will be people who are looking for an explanation as to why what happened. You see, Mr. Higgs, I haven't really talked about it, but
Eric, I don't want to know what happened, all right? Whatever happened, happened. That's for you to know. It's for the rest of us to fucking deal with, okay? So we're dealing with
Eric spreads
it.
His hands. All right. Oh, okay.
Look, if you tell me what happened, then I know, and then they can ask me, and I'll have to tell them.
I guess that's fair. And she wanted to know if we had any more crystals on the ship. She didn't seem to be asking for leverage, but she says she can hide them for us if we need it, and that it's probably not safe to have them on board the ship while it's being repaired.
Do we have any left? And
she said that if we needed to hide anything else dangerous, we could also hide that with her.
Okay. Well, do we have any crystals left?
Oh, yes. Probably 90,000 credits worth. I only had a very small amount in my room, Mr. Higgins, and then I smile very broadly.
Okay. I'm just saying, you broke the ship. If you want to help pay for it, we could sell those crystals.
Hmm. I wonder if Rajani could move them while we're out.
It's possible. You want to go back in there and have a conversation?
Well, certainly.
You want me to go in there with you?
It would probably be best.
Okay. I open the door, we go back in.
Okay. Yeah, so you open the door and yeah, Rajani is like on her phone. I think while you've been talking, maybe we, like, the audience would have seen it, but the characters are all busy talking, but in the background, so y'all are in the foreground, in the background, we'd see Serena like walk by to go back into the VIP room.
Okay.
So you just like open the door.
Yeah, I open the door. I'm just like, hey, Rajani, we're not done. And then I look to see what I see.
Yeah, yeah. So Rajani, like, they both look over, and like it's obvious you've interrupted them like making out, because Serena's like sitting on Rajani's lap. Okay. And
all Rajani, right.
Yeah, and like, yeah, Rajani looks up and she's like, "Did you forget your hat, Higgins?"
No.
And look, like Serena's like pulling her like bra strap back up and like blushing.
Serena, you don't have to move. I don't really care if you hear all this. I'm sure you'll hear it anyways. Look, Rajani, we got Eric told me, I don't know why you just want to talk to him, but and I look back at the door and shut it. If we had any more of those crystals, would you want to buy them for us?
The market has changed for those things, Higgs. They were of value. They're a liability now. With the Mubari Zun on the planet, I don't want to be caught making a deal for those things. You're not likely to find anyone who's going to buy them off of you, not until these agents have left.
What about off-planet?
Grav tank.
What do you mean off-planet? You want to move them?
Yeah.
Find an off-world purchaser?
You're in the business of moving things from planet to planet. What if we gave you those crystals and gave you 10% for finding a buyer?
So she's like moved Serena off of her lap and is standing now. And she walks over and she says, listen, I am a person willing to take risks, significant risks. I do business with you, for example, but this is too much for me. I offered Eric an opportunity to keep them safe. I have several properties that I can write off if I need to. I extended this as an offer of friendship, as you say, but I can't be seen making a deal for these crystals. Not now. It's too risky. Besides, the price you would get for them, even off-world, would be very low. We need to give it time for this situation to cool down a bit. We can revisit it later, but right now, the best thing to do would be to distance yourself from those things.
Okay. Well, where are these properties?
She looks at you, Eric, like, is this what you wanted? Like, is Higgs taking over here? Like, she recognized that Higgs is the captain, but, like, she extended this offer to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I nod. I sense her reluctance, and I say, I think what you said about not having them on the ship is reasonable. If you have a property that you can store them in and it's not dangerous to you if they're discovered, then that seems like the safest option for all of us.
We're going to have people on the ship, Rajani. If we can get it off there, we don't have to hide it ourselves. That put us in a good spot.
I look after them for you, but I have to tell you, the chances of them being discovered are high. And if they are, it's a write-off for both of us. But it's better for me if you don't get caught. So, I suppose this is all we have the option to do.
I mean, if they're away from Eric, then that means that there's less of a chance that I blow up. So, by all means, come collect them. Take them wherever you want.
She laughs. Yes, that much is true. I'll send someone for them.
You think there's a high chance they'll be found?
I do, yes. You spend time in the Caliphate. You know how jealous they are of the supply they have on Kamna. It is limited. Yes. So any of these crystals that make their way off-world need to be accounted for. They know that there's a shipment missing. It's only a matter of time before they track the explosion back to those crystals.
I wonder if we could use that to our advantage. After all, if we know someone's going to come looking for them and probably find them, that does give us a certain amount of leverage.
So she answers you, but is looking at Higgs when she says this. She says, "You have to understand that killing an agent of the Mubari Zoon is very, very different than killing a random thug with a gun. If they die and it's tracked back to you, the Caliphate will never stop until you are dead. This is very serious, Higgins."
"Look, I just want these things off my ship. I don't want to kill them. That was Eric. If Eric wants to kill them, then it's Eric's cause. It's not like I just kill people randomly in the world."
When you say randomly, she laughs and she says, "If there's a pattern, I have yet to detect it. But I suspect it would take smarter minds than mine to be able to do such a thing."
As he says that, just like a very, like a translucent image of what's his name is behind him.
Randy.
Randy. He's like smiling.
This would be where John Williams' Randy's theme plays gently in the background.
Yeah.
So
I look at him like, "By the way, is that going to be an issue? I mean, I'm sure her ears are hearing all this," and I'm pointing at Serena.
She looks at Serena, and Serena, I think, is like fixing her makeup. She's got a compact, and she's like fixing her lipstick. She looks at you, and Rajani shakes her head. She says, "No, she's safe. It's fine."
"Okay. All right, well, let me give me information about the man coming to pick this up so we make sure we're giving him to the right person. Eric, we'll go ahead and give him those goods. Are you okay with that?"
"Yes, I think that's fine."
"Okay. We can put Alfarious, some sort of tracker."
While they're having this conversation, sorry to interrupt, Higgs, I want to see if Alfarious notices me. Can you make a perception roll for me?
"Sure." If I have nothing,
You'd be doing it with intelligence in this case.
I have a 0. Oh, I know. None of that matters except for agility. I'm just like Sakari in that way. I get a 7. Sure.
Okay. I mean, you're just like most characters, I think. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 7. You know, you can't. There's something funny about Serena. You didn't really like, you hadn't seen her in motion before, but when you saw her like get up and walk over and like take out her compact, maybe there's just something about the way that she moves that's a little like off to you. You can't quite place what it is, but I think it had been like mildly unsettling you until just now, and then you're like, "Oh, like there's just something funny about her movement." Maybe you like, you know, that feeling where you're like, "Do I recognize her from somewhere? Like, why is my brain doing this thing?" But yeah, there's
In her, right? Like she's moving as if she's had some augmentation, perhaps.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
Okay. This doesn't necessarily jump him to any action, but he just kind of, his eyes squint a little bit as he's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I think she notices you, like, looking at her, and she just, like, kind of smiles. Like, just like a friendly, like, "Hi, like, I see you looking at me." She's used to having, like, men particularly, like, look at her. She's pretty attractive, but she just kind of gives you a friendly smile and goes back to finishing, like, putting her makeup on.
When she smiles at him, and he's, like, just sitting, he's, like, standing behind, you know, Eric and Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of walks over, stands next to her, looks at her, looks down, and says, "Are you a cyborg by chance?"
You don't just ask a person if they're a cyborg. I think Rajani answers. Rajani says, "Alfarious, so rude."
And he looks at her and says, "I apologize. That is not what I intended. I just wanted to know."
She nods, and Serena is just kind of like, she looks like uncomfortable. Like, your question has maybe made her like feel like on the spot, and she's not used to, like, because now, like, everybody's sort of paying attention to her. And yeah, she just kind of like looks down and you notice her blush. And Rajani, I think, just like walks over to her and like kind of puts her hand on her back, like reassuringly. But they don't answer. She doesn't say anything. Rajani says to Higgs, "So am I going to take care of these crystals for you, or do you want to hang on to them?"
"Yeah. Send the guy over. Tell me what the guy looks like so I don't give him the wrong people. Well, give you the crystals, we'll be on our way."
As they kind of resume conversation, Alfarious is like very confused because nobody answered the question. And he's so he kind of like looks around. And he's like, "Well," and maybe no one's even listening or whatever, but he's just like, "I am a cyborg, if you did not notice either." And he like fires off most of his augmentation, like his chest compartment just kind of pops open and the blade comes out of his hand.
You do the Marvel versus Capcom Sentinel thing where all your like joints pop open.
Yeah.
Beard changes display, eyes like change color real quick. Yeah, just vents like shoot out steam. He just kind of
Serena looks away, like embarrassed. Like as if you just like taken your pants off or something. Like she kinda like turns her head.
He notices this and just says, like, he says, I apologize. I am still trying to figure out how to interact with people. But to be what we are is not to be something shameful. And I'm tired of people treating us, I assume, at least me, that way. I was a human, and it was taken away from me. That's not something to feel bad about.
Yeah, I think that she's too, like her blush has taken over most of her whole face, and she's just kind of, like, got her head, like, turned to the point where she's, like, almost, like Rajani has her arm around her, and she's kind of, like, burying her face in Rajani's shoulder, kind of, like, not in a really obvious way, but she's definitely, like, turned inward now. And Rajani says, kind of, like, dismissively to the group of you, she says, I'll send someone for the cargo tomorrow. I'll contact you beforehand with information about who it is.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Eric, let's get out of here before you cause any more issues. And
yes.
You know, Rajani, it was a pleasure once again. Hope I'm not back in here in 5 minutes.
I do put my foot in my mouth so often.
So as you're leaving, I think that you hear Rajani saying something in a comforting tone of voice in Pashto to Serena as the door slides closed.
Bear's last out, and he's just kind of like dragon. Very kind of confused dragon. Looking at him, but goes out.
Dragon. Okay. All right, cool. So you head out. Are you just headed back to the Swan Song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Have you been, Piani, have you been up to anything while this is happening, or are you just kind of like hanging out?
You know, I was actually kind of thinking, because I don't know if I had any sort of outstanding tasks that I could do here on this thing. So I guess sort of, is a Swan Song with Sunbeam now?
Nope, it's just still in the, it's just like sitting up on blocks basically in the spaceport.
You know, I guess if I was going to do anything, I would want to have a conversation with Pi to the effect of, like, aren't you worried about the ship being in fucking shambles?
I am, actually. But the damage is done, and there isn't anything that I can do about it right now. Swansong's self-repair capabilities are sorely limited.
You know they wanted to, well, some people wanted to just scrap the ship. What would we do in a situation like that?
Well, I suppose we'd have to find an armature capable of supporting my core. Another ship would suffice, provided it had the efficient upgrades that this one does. Swansong doesn't look like much on the outside, but we've done a lot of work on the inside. I'm actually quite proud of it.
But you're not worried or concerned that, you know, any more damage or anything at all could fuck everything up? Everything we worked towards?
I can't help but feel like anxiety and concern are a product of not knowing the future. My capability of stringing out what might happen is probably considerably more advanced than yours. I have a very good imagination. Most of the things that I can imagine are fairly safe for me. Especially due to recent... Pi stops. The face goes like... The little face on the monitor goes like a little like... you interrupted me. Like a little side mouth.
Colon bar.
Give me the worst possible scenario that could happen. You know, if you've gone through all of them.
The worst possible scenario?
Yeah.
Heat death of the universe?
I love that saying.
From the Swan Song blowing up.
Right. Those two aren't correlated.
I just like have this quizzical one. Like, what? Like, all right, that's a bit extreme now.
Well, I suppose that if Eric's little experiment had gone worse, or if the other crystal supply had been destroyed, it could have caused irreparable damage to the Swansong's computer core, in which case I would need a backup, and quickly. As far as that goes, well, we'd be doing a lot different things than we are now. At least I hope you would. I'm starting to wonder how much of me I can contain in the robot body and for how long. I'm becoming more complex every day.
Me too. In fact, what do you know now? You went quite far the other day.
My ability to occupy bodies seems to be expanding. I don't have the same capabilities that I do in the Swansong, but interestingly enough, I seem to be able to function. It's a strange thing, being in several places at once.
I can only imagine. I have problems being in one place at any given time. I can only imagine what it's like for you.
That is a frustrating cause of being human. You kind of just are where you are. It was like that for me, too. I guess that's why I'm not worried about the Swansong, because maybe there's something better for me to be a part of. Something bigger, stronger. But I'm not sure. I like the Swansong.
I'm glad you do, but I'll always make sure we're doing whatever we can to support your system, Pi. Just know that.
I wonder what it would be like to be in control of a dreadnought, like the Warmind is. That much power? It's impressive. Can we put that on the list? If we find one of those, I'd like to have it, please.
You know, I almost had a grav tank once. Don't know if you know the story, but... Well, let's just say I got fucked. And I don't have a grav tank. So, I'll do you one. If we ever get our chance to get a giant fucking ship, then I'll do everything I can to let you pilot that.
That sounds fantastic. I won't keep my hopes up, though. I know what it's like to want something very badly and then to have it taken away from you at the last minute, as if some kind of malevolent entity was watching over you. It sounds very frustrating.
Oh, shit. That's too good. I think I'm just like, yeah, yeah. I think at the core, that's kind of the conversation that I want to have.
Pause. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so the rest of the crew returns to the Swansong after their meeting with Rajani. It's probably like getting to be late. Maybe it's like dinner time. Pi has managed to fix the nutrient slurry machine on the Swansong so you can eat if you need to. But yeah, the ship's still pretty inhospitable. But
okay. I tell Piani of the potential gig that we might have with the hyperboat. Is that the name?
Yeah, hyperboat racing.
Yeah, with the hyperboat racing thing.
The thing I love about sci-fi is if you want to make something sound sci-fi, hyperboat. Just throw a stupid word before it, like hover taxi.
Exactly. And then I let her know that the crystals are going to be removed tomorrow, and that did Rajani give me a description of the person picking it up?
No, but she was going to send you. She's going to send you that.
Okay. I just so it's there, I'd make sure that everyone on the ship knows what that person looks like in case someone else shows up. And then I guess I go to my quarters. I don't really have anything else to do.
Okay.
It's nighttime, right?
Yeah, like dinner time.
Yeah, I just call it a day and go to the quarters.
Okay.
I don't know what everyone else wants to do.
As always, if the group's just like retiring to their chambers and stuff like that, he just kind of makes his rounds, walks around. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Eric toys with the idea of building some sort of booby trap into the box containing all the crystals so that when whoever finds them opens them, it'll just blow up all the crystals. And then he thinks better of it.
That's probably a good plan.
Getting a little bit crazier, Steven. Yeah,
the entire planet just blows up. That's it. You all go to bed.
It just crump.
And then we just
start going. Yeah, we just see the planet. It has been a couple of months. I suppose it is time to get rid of this character.
Hey, look, you know, I've been a couple sessions with Eric. I feel like he's really run his full course. He's going full crazy. Yeah.
Sure. true. Time to join the great.
Higgins knocks on his door like, "Yo, Eric, I was gonna," and he like inside is suspended from the ceiling, naked, assembling like kitchenware. Come on in. This is how I normally am.
I become a psychic being of pure energy. That's Eric's ascendant status.
Beautiful.
That's how he succeeds out of the swan song.
What is Piani doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, unless anybody has something specific they want to do, like before the crystals get picked up and the rest of the deal comes in, we can jump to that point.
I think that's okay.
Cool. All right. So the next day, Rajani sends a team to come and get the crystals. There's a hover van that comes. They do the exchange. They pick up the crystals. And one of the members of that crew tells you in person like what Rajani talked to Moses Jones about the night before. So he tells you, Rajani's made the deal for 1.5 mil, split the way you said. This is the information. He gives you a packet, basically just like a swipe card you can RFID into your pad and get all the data there. And he tells you everything that you need to know should be on that pad. He's been instructed to tell you, like, we're not going to talk about the crystals again until you pick them up. We're going radio silence on this. And if you have a way, like, honestly, if you have a way to, like, go to a psychic or something and have the memory of the crystals removed, that would be the smartest thing to do. Because the Mubari Zune, you might be able to lie to them, but you can't lie to a psychic with advanced telepathy. So if they've got one, that's dangerous.
Well, you can lie to them. In fact, it's just very difficult to successfully come away from it.
Yeah, you can definitely lie, but they'll know. Exactly. He also gives you tickets on a passenger liner from the Gyaxi system to the Bakhtiar system. They're dated 3 days from now for you. He also says that you can fill in the details yourself, basically. So come up with a cover, and that's what the tickets will be for. And so you're set to go. Once the mission is complete, once you've picked up the ship, like once you have storage of it, they have a place on ASA that you can store it when the mission's done. All the information you need's in the packet.
Okay. I ask Piani and say, you know, you gonna stay here on the ship? You want to put Pi in one of these houses while we go? What?
You're talking about his body?
Well, I mean, look, you're worried about the ship, but we got to go on this mission. I figured you want to be a part of the crew rather than just sticking around here.
Well, I mean, I guess before I just do something I probably shouldn't do, like as a player question, I should be concerned if Sunbeam is going to be repairing our ship, or can I like maybe even put Pi into a low power hiding, right? Like
Yeah. You can certainly attempt to hibernate and hide Pi within the computer system. It's still gonna be weird that such a kind of low rent ship has the computer core of a much larger ship. But it's not like that suspicious. It would just kind of like be like, why do you need this? You know, like, why do you have, you know, like it's out of context, but not suspicious in and of itself.
Well, I mean,
if you could successfully hide Pi,
I feel like that's like asking a PC user, like, well, why do you have dual 980s? Like, you really don't need it. And it's like, well, fuck you. I just want to have dual 980s. Like, what's your problem?
I would say it's less that, and it would be like asking a cargo ship why it has a land center full of computers with dual 980s. Like, yeah, what's your job? You just move, like, basically, like, cars back and forth. Why do you have a physics computer on your ship?
Look, we really like Age of Empires.
Yeah, right. it's justifiable, and it's not an impossible thing to talk your way around.
So the point being is, like, I can probably safely leave with the crew if I do some work.
Leave.
I can go with the crew and not worry about you being like, by the way, While you're gone, Sunbeam reverse engineered Pi, and now he's an enemy. I just want it, whatever I can do to protect Pi against Sunbeam during repair is what I want to do.
Yeah. I mean, based on what you know about computers and stuff, that would be a thing you might be able to do, is just like spin Pi down into low power mode, mask Pi's software as something else, and then assume that they're a repair team. They're not gonna be like dicking around with the computer core too much. So,
okay, I would like to make the rolls in order to do that, and maybe I'd need to have that conversation with Pi.
Sure. Okay.
So Pi, you know, they're gonna repair the ship, and as I'm sure you can imagine, I'm a bit worried about them poking their noses around the ship during repairs. So, been thinking about it, and what I'd like to do is put you into a low power hibernation mode, maybe add an extra layer of encryption or security to guarantee your safety while I'm gone.
That makes sense.
What do you think?
It seems like a reasonable plan. I think putting the core into low power mode is going to affect my other bodies. I'm not sure how. I won't be able to operate them, I'm certain of that. Will you hide them somewhere as well?
Weren't we already doing that?
Right now, just the computer core, or just the crystals are being... But I mean, we can say that
send them with Rajani. Okay, yeah, we'll put them into. I'll just assume that we'll put them into storage as well.
Okay, on the Swan Song, or are you going to send them with Rajani?
No, with Rajani.
Okay, cool. So Rajani has the crystals, and Pi's little robot army. Okay. Okay. Cool. So Pi's actual body, you haven't seen it in a few days. It's been off doing stuff. So Pi, I think Pi mentions that. I'm like, well, we'll have to wait for my primary body to return. It's in the middle of an errand right now. But when it gets back, I'll have it follow the others. Just warn them that I'm coming. It might be a little disconcerting if I just show up. Well, otherwise, this seems like a sound plan. It worked fine for everybody when the ship was in danger. Victor put you all to sleep? It's like that, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, it's like that.
Only this time, the ship already crashed. Or exploded from the inside. Close enough.
Same difference, I think. Shit, I was gonna ask you something, I fucking forgot. God, fuck. How long until your body gets back?
Soon. Tonight.
Okay.
I'm finishing my... Okay, I'm done. I'm on the way.
All right, then. Tell me... notify me once you're back, and we'll take care of it immediately. And then I'll let everyone know we can leave.
Okay.
Or at least I let Higgs know. I'm like, okay, I'm making arrangements.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Okay, then I give the data pad to Eric to study.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you can all kind of like go over the briefing together.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and do the briefing.
Yeah, we'll do the briefing, and then we can do the last scene where you put Pi to sleep, and then we can fly off to Asa.
Sounds good. All right, cool. So let's take a break. We'll be right back, then we'll come back and go into the third hour here of week 42 of Roleplay Swan Song. We'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll roleplay coming up right after this.